The Woes of Growing Chilies, written by Zimaria and read by Litra. A Good Omens fanfic, rated Gen. Summary: Crowley stared at the plant. The plant stared back. Well, it wasn't the actual plant he was staring at, per se, but the vibrant red chili hanging among its dark green siblings. Crowley stared at the plant. The plant stared back. Well, it wasn't the actual plant he was staring at, per se, but the vibrant red chili hanging among its dark green siblings. He hardly dared to breathe, as if he needed to, because this was what he'd aimed for when he'd first attempted to grow chili plants in the first greenhouse, next to the cottage, that had been their home for the past year and a half. His greenhouse was his pride and joy. His plants were amazing and grew the best produce in the whole area. Except the chili plants. The utter bastards that they were. His first attempts had been last spring, and no matter what he did, no matter the threats and the yelling, all it got him were green chilies, bitter and not particularly pleasant no matter what dish they were put in. And Aziraphale had tried many a dish, many a recipe, without any luck whatsoever. The bitterness of the chilies always shone through, overpowering any of the other subtle flavors of the angel's cooking. If they'd just been green, it would have been all right, but the bitterness was a kick in the unmentionables. So Crowley had had to accept, less than graciously, that Aziraphale would purchase chilies for his lovely chili con carne, the one he insisted on using 80% dark chocolate in, and the one that never failed to make Crowley's mouth water when it was cooking away for hours in their cottage kitchen. He did not eat often, but he always made an exception for the chili con carne. Frowning, he stared at the chili, one of his prized 10 pots, standing in a row like a small platoon. And then at the one next to it. The other chilies had a different shade of green than he was used to from them as well. Dared he hope? "Ah, here you are, my dear," Aziraphale said from behind them, coming over to put an arm around his waist and holding out a cup of freshly made coffee in the other. Crowley carefully took the coffee and hissed out the side of his mouth. "Don't make any sudden moves, Angel. Look at it! Look at it!" Aziraphale leaned against him to get a little closer to the plant, and Crowley inched to pull him back. This was finally getting somewhere with the damn plant, and he didn't want to startle it. "Oh, aren't you lovely?" Aziraphale breathed, reaching out to almost but not quite touch the little pod hanging from the plant. "Such a beautiful blush. You'll be fit for kings in no time." It was almost like the plant leaned towards the angel, pods blushing right in front of Crowley's own disbelieving, unprotected eyes. "Angel," Crowley hissed at him. He wanted to say, "Stop giving them ideas." But Aziraphale had turned to look him in the eye and squeezed his arm around the waist, with a little more strength than usual, which never failed to make Crowley's breath hitch a little. "But they are," Aziraphale said, the softest touch of his lovely bastardness lifting the corners of his mouth. "I have to admit, I have started speaking to your chilies on a regular basis. It simply couldn't go on like this, Crowley. They were inedible. A different approach was needed, and I knew you wouldn't let me if I'd suggested it." Crowley said, sourly. The angel wasn't wrong. "And I remember how well someone else reacts to the right words in the right tone," he carried on, leaning in to press his lips against the sensitive spot right where Crowley's tattoo was. "Yes, utter fucking glorious bastard angel." Crowley swallowed hard. Aziraphale wasn't wrong. He kissed Crowley's cheek this time and squeezed him one last time before letting go. Besides, I am happy that the chilies are beginning to resemble my own favorite color. His eyes flicked up to the top of Crowley's head, then back again. Opening his mouth to ask, Crowley turned his head again and met Aziraphale's gaze. That look on his face, like butter wouldn't melt. At their peak, they should very much resemble the color of your hair, dearest. And with that, he kissed Crowley on the tip of his nose and turned to go back to whatever he'd been doing before coming in with Crowley's coffee. Crowley stared after him, and then, at that point, the other green chilies on it were mocking him. They were. He could feel it. He could also see that they were blushing right there in front of his eyes. He wanted to rant and rail at them. It had always worked with his plants back in London. And quite frankly, why tamper with a method that obviously worked? However, Crowley was a man-shaped entity of science. As a demon, he might have spread his fair share of misfortune, but in order to do so, one had to be very familiar with the correct source material, so it bore repeating. Crowley was indeed a man-shaped entity of science. But he might actually have it wrong with these hellspawn plants. He opened his mouth to yell at them, to instill the fear of Crowley in them, but then slowly closed his mouth. Cocking his head to the side, he looked at them and pursed his lips. "Seems you and I have something in common after all," he murmured to the plants. "No need to give the other plants ideas above their stations." He took a sip from his mug and let his eyes fall shut for a moment. Praise humanity for finding the secret of coffee beans, and praise heaven for this one thing only, for creating a principality who knew the perfect bean-to-water ratio. A miracle in its own right, considering said principality was a die-hard tea drinker. Taking another sip, he tried not to smile. He had a reputation to uphold, after all. But yes, perhaps he and the chilies had a thing in common. They all reacted remarkably well to praise when it came from the soft lips of one very specific angel. One very specific bastard of a heavenly created angel, that was. The end!